Thank you, I am badass. Okay, hey everybody, and welcome to Bipod, the number one bisexual podcast for
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Ooh. For you undecided bisexual people out there, this is the number one bisexual podcast. So always download this on any MP3 cell phone device you possibly can and fucking pimp me out to all of your friends.
Even pimp.
Ooh, yeah. Anyways, I am your co-host, Greg. A.K.A. Podfun. Google my name, bitch, or I'm going to cut you. And this is your host.
AP, and if you touch my boyfriend, I will cut you.
And I'll cut you, too. Unless if you're sexy. So anyways, to get the show rolling, this is, like I said, his first podcast. We're going to play a funny clip. And he has not seen this video. It's hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband, because we're raping everybody up in here. When really, only he can rape me up in here. So, here he goes. Isn't that white bitch so fucking ugly?
Yeah.
We're so critiquing on this video. Okay, real second, not to be racist, but this black girl, doesn't she fucking look like Joanna from that movie? Or that movie? She's like... Yo, Joanna, man, I'm on the news. How about to my boyfriend, my girlfriend? Okay, back to the video. I was attacked by some idiot. She totally looks like she needs to shave her mustache.
It looks like she's in a sex position right now, in a way. Look at her face.
Don't all black people look like they're in a sex position? I'm in the projects. Okay, not to be racist, but if you're going to rape somebody and jump at their window in the ghetto, you are so black you have to use a garbage can. You can't buy like a $95 ladder if you're going to like do some shit. Seriously? It's so unsafe. Yeah. I mean, if I was white and I did it, they would totally call me white trash. But if you're black and you do it, you're just considered ghetto. It sounds so much better than saying ghetto and white trash. That's so racist. Actually, she is so freaking ugly. If somebody did try to rape her, really, that's not considered rape. That really isn't. It's called taking it for the team. She should be happy. She should totally be happy. And if she gets pregnant, you know, that's just, like, more income for her.
I can't believe you just went there.
He knocked over items in her bedroom. I bet they were all stolen. She screamed and called for help. Obviously, don't they all scream all the time? How can you tell if she really is screaming? I love that. Hide your kids, hide your husband, because we're raping everybody up in here. That is so ghetto. Hide your kids, hide your husband. I want to see, like, a total redneck do that. He'd walk out with a rifle.
Hide your kids. Hide your what? Because I'm ripping everybody up in here.
Keyword was I. Yeah, I went there. This is some funny shit. First of all, look at who's calling who dumb. Seriously? I mean, babe, seriously?
He looks like right now he looks like a donkey. Look at that. Look at that. Look at his face. Like, he's like,
oh, I'm sure he goes all night. He's probably jealous that it wasn't him in that bed.
Oh my God.
I mean, seriously, would you touch that?
No. God, no.
You see? I wouldn't either, because I have pride. Bisexual pride. Holla.
Holla. We're gonna find you. We're gonna find you.
We're gonna let you know that. Okay, and back to this white-ass bitch who just looks like she fucking threw a weave on and some, like, anal pearls around her neck and some black dress that she got at some funeral for some bitch she didn't love. I'm okay. You know what? I can't tolerate that newscaster. Now, you want to see something serious, babe?
Oh my god.
Here's the next. They took that video clip and made it into a song that's actually... I don't even know how many billion... Or how many millions... I don't know how million of people have bought this song. Let's see if it'll play.
Any second now.
Any second. Fuck you, dial-up.
Any second now.
But he always tells me any second now.
Like, any second.
Uh-huh.
Any second now. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, yeah, but it never happens. I think I need to take some Viagra or something for that.
Maybe.
You know.
Is that it?
We're on YouTube. Okay, guys, this is so unprofessional, but we're on YouTube and we're just totally fucking... We're just totally... We're just totally fucking.
No, not each other right now. It's the video.
Oh, yeah.
Would like
to. If you want to see the actual video of us fucking, you have to pay $14,999 and send it to some random guy's email address. Yeah.
We'll find it.
No. If you want to see us screwing around, you just have to leave it up to God. And if you're lucky enough and you pray to him, we will show up on your door and clean your carpets. Okay, here's that song. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife. And hide your husband, because we're wrecking everybody up in the air. And confess. We're looking for you. We're gonna find you. We're gonna find you. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Boy, homeboy.
Oh my gosh, so this song, I can't believe it's off news.
Yeah.
I heard it before, but I never thought it was actually news.
Well, we played enough of that song.
I thought it sounded way too familiar. I was like, what the hell?
That's just to wake you up if we put you to sleep. So anyways, back to the show. So I just want to throw this out here. Well, you're all staring at me like, you know what I'm going to say. I have no idea what the hell I'm going to say.
Like, what are you going to say?
Baby, when I look in your eyes, all I see is love. But when I look in your thighs, I see, I don't know. I was totally going to say something sexy, but I can't come up with anything right now.
Is it my baby?
Yes.
Oh my god, no way.
What?
It's my baby.
No, fuck no.
Oh, you motherfucker. Ah! Just
it's our girl from the news.
Ew.
There you go. Okay, honestly, I actually raped that girl from the news on Antoine. And the only reason I did was I thought it was Antoine in the bed. I mean, because they look the same. I mean, can you tell the difference, the sister and the brother? No, you really can't.
I can't. You're right.
And I look at him, I'm like, I can't believe it's butter. Instead of butter, okay.
He just totally tricked you.
All they eat is Crisco. So instead of saying, I can't believe it's butter, I can't believe it's not Crisco. Oh my god. Okay, this is so weird. I'm fucking going here. Could you imagine, you got a life supply of free Crisco, and you don't have lubrication. You had to use Crisco as lubrication.
Oh my gosh.
How delicious would that hot dog taste?
Like,
I mean, I would totally grease me up, jump on the bed, jump on him, and fly right off the bed right through the window and into some guy's house, and he'd be like... Can I fry you up, boy?
No, I'll run through and shank him.
With that big old knife, you can shank me too, baby. Okay, I'm totally going to go here. The other day, I went to go get some blood drawn, and the stupid-ass bitch looked at me. She's like, we have other patients working, or we have other patients. Give me your shit and sit down. Something along that. Of course, I added, sit down, just to make it sound cool. But anyways, I forgot what really happened. I looked at AP and I grabbed his shoulder. I think I said, love you, baby. And this totally, like, red fucking neck back east son of a bitch looked at me. And he stood up in front of the, like, fucking... He must have been... Okay,
like, everyone.
Everyone. And you know the sad thing is, not to be rude, everyone Hispanic there, exception for us. So this guy stood up, and he looked at me and my boyfriend, and he goes, can I join? And it didn't hit me exactly what he said until a few minutes later, because I would have looked at him and went, got $10, bitch.
I knew exactly what he said. I like looked away, and I was like, what the fuck? I was all freaked out. Like, this guy's like a biker dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Seriously, he had like a disgusting beard with dirt in it and everything, and like his eyes were all stuffed into his head. It was like, yeah.
And okay, not to be rude, but okay, I can't go there. Well, fuck it. I'm gonna. I can't even think of it. Nothing is off topic for me. And this is a place where you get your blood drawn. I'm like, I wonder if he's there to get his AIDS checked up.
Probably. Who knows?
Because I want to stay away from him. Because if he even like poked me on my ass or something like that, I would have felt like my ass would have fell off. He looks so freaking diseased up that my ass would actually melt. It would just fall right off my body. My bones would be sticking there.
Oh my god.
You know, it's like... I bet he had like, I bet he got herpes from Antoine. No. Maybe that's why you have to hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Because he's the one away from.
Yeah. That's totally it. Oh my god, we should have totally made a YouTube video about it.
We totally should.
Okay, he creeped me out. And, oh, we forgot to mention my mom was next to us, too.
I know, and she, like, didn't hear anything. It was, like...
Selected hearing, mother. But, babe, what did he... How much did he creep you out?
Like, between 1 and 10? I would say 120.
That's exactly how old he was. You guessed it. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
You know, you know what would be funny is if he was on the Wheel of Fortune. Roll with me with this.
Okay.
Wheel of Fortune. And Vanna White came out and like did that little arm thing and moved the letters. And that's all I got so far. Move the letters. You'll watch. Okay, no.
It'll be on Wheel of Fortune next week. Just look it up on Channel 6.
Or just go to Antoine's house. It's down in his bedroom at 12. Which you might have to do things.
He'll have it on.
Oh, he'll have you on. Okay, now, because this is a gay, bisexual, transgender podcast for everybody, did you know, Antoine, by judging that video, would you say he's straight or gay?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't look at it that way. He is, like, extremely gay.
Damn it! I had no idea until just recently.
Like...
He is beyond gay.
He's gay, like... Look at him. I mean, look at him. Look, he's got a pink bandana.
That's red.
Is this? Oh, can't tell.
Are like you colorblind? Because I'm actually black. No, he is totally gay. He was on George Lopez, showing George Lopez how to do like all these moves and shit. He's like dancing and crap. Like on a strip ball. What, babe?
Oh my gosh. Like, what is that? Is that orange?
My boyfriend is kind of new to YouTube. I'm showing him all these new characters, all these famous people and shit. And he just saw on the sidebar a picture of...
The Annoying Orange, right?
Yeah, the Annoying Orange. I haven't seen this video, so let's watch it. It's the Bad Intruder, like a parody of that song. God.
This is going to be totally random.
Just like Undone Twice, Undone Twong. On Jong Dong, he's from Fruit too. Oh, screw you, Ag. You get me every time.
Fuck, I gotta go.
Well, don't even tell them fuck them, because then they'll...
Oh.
I bet Antoine would love to fuck Geico. I'm sure he's into lizards.
Oh my gosh, like...
Hey, Appleville. Oh, and the like fucking bitch looks just like... Oh, no, this chick is awesome. Brittany. Seeing some hot shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, even though it's the fruit, the cop should have totally been donuts.
Oh my god! Okay, you know what? I gotta call the local police because I know who did it.
Well, I look just like that fruit.
No, orange.
But my insides are rotten. So is my exterior.
Whoa?
But I'm also 5-pound sack for $4.99.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is totally like a fucking YouTube podcast, but check this shit out. I absolutely love Chris Crocker. Because sometimes, you know, I'm like, wow, I'm gay. But no one's gayer than Chris Crocker. I'm like, I feel better about myself. So.
I still love you, Chris Crocker.
I always call him Chris Cocker. I don't know Chris why. Cocker.
I'm going to try that.
I'm sure a lot of guys could Chris more.
May, she's not well.
I guess bitches do cry. Bitches need love too. Hola. So here, I'm gonna put you on the spot, babe.
Alright.
You saw two of my favorite videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I'll go first or you can go first. We are totally gonna take one of the two, mix them together. You want me to go?
Yeah, you go first.
I just can't. Because I'm roping everybody up here. Oh god, that was weird. Now try something out.
Okay. Let's see.
I totally took the best one. I'll see how you can beat me.
You're an apple. You hear me? You're an apple. What he's saying when he says apple is asshole, so get it right. Like, if you don't know that, then you obviously
okay,
have something
Captain
wrong.
Captain Obvious, we get it.
Okay, I don't know any, like, good jokes when, like, it comes with random stuff. So, like, if something random, like, I know, then I'll come out with it and it'll be funny stuff.
come out with it, but baby, you already did.
Like, totally.
Like, oh, I...
Like, yeah.
Hold on one second. Okay, we're back. Sorry for the intermission. Leave your imaginations to believe whatever you want it to believe. That's how I keep getting you to come back to the podcast.
Wait, what is that?
Oh my god, it's poking me in the ass.
No, like, it's like what has black hair and a white dress and looks like it's wet or something.
Shenane?
No, like it has like black liquid funneling it.
Antoine? Oh my god, it's Rosie O'Donnell! She's come back from the dead!
I had to do that.
Oh no, what is that behind Rosie O'Donnell? Do you see that shit? It's like a black shadow. And I will always fuck you from behind. Just don't look in my eyes. It's a big no-no. Stir my thighs.
Oh, so that wasn't black liquid. That was just a black shadow.
That's just black shit. AP, how did you do an impersonation of my voice? That was amazing. Because I'm a Christian. I would never say anything like that.
Oh my gosh, you're a Christian?
Oh my god, yes.
No
totally.
Way.
I leave everything up to God.
Really?
I mean, God is like God, yo.
Like, are you like one of those guys who will drive without a seatbelt and like leave it up to God?
Well, not because of God, because I'm a badass. I roll that way, but in a good Christian way. Maybe a cop will pull me over and frisk me. Of course, I am always naked, so he'll have to check all my places. But by that, I mean my big toe. It's a long fingernail, you know, I hide crack cocaine in my toenail. No one's gonna expect that.
He's not even lying.
But I actually don't have legs, so use your imagination. I'm an amputee.
No way.
You haven't seen that?
Those aren't real legs.
Well, I only have one leg, but it's my third leg.
I didn't even notice that.
I know, right? Well, baby, you're always looking up at my face, so
yeah,
I didn't notice that.
Like, it's so hot.
I know,
like,
totally.
I can't even get past your face, like, just to get to your body.
I mean, my God. Well, you're also blind, so you don't know where you're looking. We actually just call you looksies, because we don't know where you're looking.
Like, I went to the eye doctor, and I asked the eye doctor what my vision was. And he wouldn't even tell me what my vision was. He just said, bat. I was like, you're an ass.
No,
I know he was blind.
How could you tell? You weren't looking at his eyes. He said, bat, you're jumping around like, what the fuck? Where is it? Oh my god, I'm scared.
Oh my god.
OMG. Hey, oh, don't you OMG me. I'm religious. How dare you say that? Don't
oh,
you
whatever.
Know? Respect my Thornton.
You know what? You don't know me like that. I'll totally whiplash your ass.
Oh, baby, when you do that, you whiplash. Whiplash. What the fuck is that? You leave me speechless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. See, we're doing sexual things for ratings.
Oh, my God. OMG.
So, anyways, you want to keep doing this, or you want to cut it short? What do we got to do, babe?
Pretty much. It's, we'll see you later.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the number one bisexual podcast, Bipod. Just as the name says, Bipod. It's fucking over, bitch. It's over.
I am so...
Bye. Please stay tuned for the following announcements. And thank you for the subscribers. If you would like to, or thank you for the sponsors. If you would like to be in that few seconds that we were quiet for, and just fucking email us, bitch, and what do you want us to promote? We need cash now. We need hardcore cash. We'll do anything for cash. We will stand on a corner just fucking in front of public just so they will... Okay, no, I fucked up with this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's joking. Come on, people.
You could put your advertisement on my ass. How about that?
We'll email it to you.
No, we'll just stand in the corner flashing our asses around, and people will definitely look, and they will totally see your advertisement. It can say, Jewish church, next exit.
Oh, God. We just went there.
Oh, I totally went there. So anyways, stay tuned for more podcasts. As of right now, we don't have a website, but this is called Bipodcast. So Google that shit. Or wherever you download this podcast, go back to that website and download all the other shit. Because on the next episode, I have a pretty good idea. We're going to let you in and know a little more about ourselves and how we met. Yeah. And who asked who out. And then we can find out who's the bitch in a relationship. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for tuning in, and thank you for tuning in, and thank you for tuning in. Did I forget to mention, you have a sexy ass, but I'm sorry, I'm already with somebody.
Too bad. I'll cut you. Bye.